There are many sub-Sangha societies, but in Europe and America, Western countries, this is the only. And they have very kindly joined us. So to serve them is our first mission.
So we are talking of teaching for Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was one of the very responsible ministers in the then government of Bengal. And as minister, he was a learned scholar, both in Sanskrit and Arabic. So he resigned his post as minister and wanted to join Lord Chaitanya in his Sankirtan movement. He had some difficulty to get out of the responsible position. The Nawab, Hussain Shah, was very much counting upon his assistance. Generally, the Mohammedan king, they were dependent on Hindu ministers. I have heard that in your this Bombay city, Aga Khan, his establishment and management were all Hindu officers. I do not know whether it is a fact. Is it a fact?
Yes.
They know that Hindus can manage very intelligently. They are not extravagant. So, Sanatana Goswami was favored by Lord Chaitanya by instructing him for 2 months. He created two, three lieutenants for teaching his cult. One of them was Rupa Goswami, one of them was Sanatana Goswami, the chief of the Goswami. And he talked with also Ramananda Raya, another stalwart. He was also a statesman. He was governor of Madras on behalf of the then king of Orissa, Maharaj Pratap. He was very powerful king. The Mohammedans, the Pathans, they practically conquered all over India, but they could not enter Orissa. He was very strong. And in those days, Madras was under the Orissa government. So another responsible officer is called the sound. How is it happening? Can close the door. So he was another big officer, governor. He also joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were ministers in the government of Hussain Shah. They also joined. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also a big zamindar. Landlord. So he also joined, and a big scholar, he also from Madras, right? Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, he was also a very big scholar. He happened to be from Bengal. In this way, six Goswamis, they were immediate disciples of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya's instruction to them, directly gave instruction to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Ramananda Das. So one of the Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in instruction in Banaras. So his proposition was that some people, my neighborhood people, or my dependents, government officers, they call me as a learned scholar, Pandit. Of course, it is a system in India that a Brahmin is addressed as a Pandit because he is supposed to become a learned scholar. Brahmin's business is to study Vedic literature and teach others also, pathan pathan. He must be scholar and he must make others also scholar, not that he simply remains a scholar. No, that is bad. Brahmin is so liberal that he wants to make others also scholar. The pathan pathan, jajan jajan. Jajan means worshipping the Lord and jajan means helping others. Priest, you know, priest means he helps a householder how to become Krishna conscious. Purohit. Purohit means one who does welfare activities for the householder. Purohit. The jajan jajan patana patana and dana pratigraha. Brahmin business is to take charity from his disciples, followers, and again spend it for Krishna's service. So these six kinds of business is for the Brahmin, and they are supposed to be very large pandits. Brahman's position is Pandit. So he was called Pandit and he was actually Pandit. But he presented himself as a fool, although he was blind. He presented himself, my dear God, people say that I am very dumb, but actually I do not know what I am. Where from I have come, why I am suffering. First of all, we do not know that we are suffering. In every case, why you are using this fan? Because you are suffering. Because the excessive heat, we cannot tolerate suffering. Similarly, in the winter season, this wind will be another suffering. We have to close the doors tight so that the air may not come. Now the air is counteracting suffering. And in other seasons, the same air will be suffering. So, the air is the cause of suffering. And it is a so-called cause of happiness also. Actually, we are simply suffering. That is not so. But we get information from Lord Krishna that this place is dukkhalayam asasatam. It is a place for me. You cannot expect any happiness. That is our thing. That is all. We are trying to adjust things to become happy, but we are so foolish that we do not know there cannot be any happiness. This is Kalin Nara. This is Kalin Nara. That Bhagavad says, Parabhavastavad Abodhajata. Abodhajata, every one of us born fully. And we are acting in different ways to become happy. But we do not know that every day we are doing difficult. We are fighting with the stringent laws of nature, struggle. But we are happy by some complacent thought so that we have become very advanced. We are becoming educated, we are advanced in science. But Bhagavad says, no, you are not advanced. You are simply being defeated. Because you do not know how to get happy. You are not trying for real happiness. So this ignorance is dissipated by the knowledge of the Vedas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna used to say that because we are so foolish, we have forgotten how to have become happy. Therefore, Krishna has made so many Vedic utensils. Krishna made Purana Parida. So we should take advantage of this Veda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, we are going to stop. Now, he said, Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishna Namukh Hoy. This is my knowledge. I think it's that I respect it. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's proposal is, by the mercy of Sadhu, holy man, or Sheshikar, or devotee, he is Sadhu. We know this term, sadhu. Sadhu means sanctified. But actually, there are different kinds of sadhus. Generally, people accept a sadhu when he takes his disciple from sadhu. But there are different types of sadhu. Mahatma. Some of them may be Jnani, who wants to merge into the Brahma effulgence. And another sadhu may be Yogi, those who are trying to the same ambition to merge into the spring by finding out in the heart, yogi, pasantijam yogi, dhyanavasthita balasa, by meditation, meditate in mind, dhyanavasthita balasa, yama pasanti yogi. Yogina, they are trying to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by meditating mind. That is true. That is also sadhu. And bhaktas, just like we are taking the path of devotional service, to serve Krishna at any cost. We don't think anything greater than the service of the Lord. That is the bhaktas position. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam, that is what. Simply to serve Krishna, kevala, Krishna conscious, always thinking of Krishna, how will you satisfy? Not thinking of Krishna, how I can kill him. That is conscious Krishna conscious. Conscious is always thinking of Krishna. But his business was to make flesh out of peace. not that sort of Krishna consciousness. Our Krishna consciousness is anukulena. Even how Krishna is satisfied. Although conscious Krishna consciousness helps him, he got liberation. Krishna consciousness is so nice that if you become Krishna conscious, and similarly, still you get immediate profit in liberation. For this, the Jnanis and Yogis have tried hundreds of years. Krishna is so nice. If you simply think that I shall kill Krishna, I shall kill Krishna. There is a story in the Bhaktamala Grantha that once a Pandit was reciting Bhagavat and was describing Shamsundar. Mother Yashoda was decorating with all jewels very nicely to go with his tower by a friend with the guts and cow. Shamsundar. And in the forest of Vrindavan. So, once he was of the hearing that Srimad Bhagavatam. So he thought his wife, why not go to Vrindavan and get all these ornaments from his wife? They are all mine, so either I can kill them or somehow I have achieved them, get his ornaments. So, that's a long story, Doctor. So, with that feeling, he went to Vrindavan to find out Shamsundar who acquired him to take all the ornaments from. But when he actually went to Vrindavan, he was finding a very Shamsundar, Shamsundar came. And here I am. So, first of all, he was fighting. My dear wife, give me all these ornaments, I'll give you nice things. He said, no, I cannot do my mother is nice. No. In this way, then he decided that I shall take portion. In this way, simply by association, Shamsundar he became. That is the fact. Dhruva Maharaj also went to worship Shamsundar Krishna to get the kingdom of his father. He was insulted by his stepmother that you cannot sit down on the throne or on the lap of your father because you are not born from my name. So he took very serious. He went to his mother and my stepmother insulted him. His mother said, my dear boss, yes, it's the fact. Because you are not born from my, what is it called? And the womb. Yes. I am unfortunate you are born of my womb. So you cannot. And I must say, the boy was very insistent, Kshatriya was. Then Krishna helps you, then he can. Otherwise, how cannot? Then he went to search of Krishna in the jungle, and he said that. And when he saw Krishna, he said, Shami Tithasurmi Paramata. No, all right, Master. No, all right. This is God. So, pure bhakti is without any desire. But even if you are filled up with desire, you go to Krishna. Don't go to other deities. Akam sarvakama ma moksha kama udarabhi. Sidve na bhakti yogina jadina paramanthuru. Even if there is that, not that good madness of sunna, without any material interest. Generally we go to temple to God for fulfilling the material desire. So Sattva says, even if you have got material desire, even if you are not Shuddha Bhakta, what to speak of Shuddha Bhakta? Even if you are any of Krishna, somewhere or other, go to Krishna. Go to the fire. and he will get work. That is also correct. Suppose Sami Chatana accepted. Neena Tena Prakarena, Manak Krishna Vidhi. Somehow or other, just try to become Krishna conscious. Then everything is successful. That is our prayer. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sadhu Sastra Kripa. Sadhu means good, that I am trying to explain. Sadhu, there are different kinds of sadhu, but only the devotee, he sadhu, is expressed by Krishna himself. Opijet sudurata bhajati maam ananda bhava sadhu-reva. He sadhu. Even if he finds some defection due to his formality, but he is simply engaged in Krishna's service and thinks his devotion. He's hard. He's hard. In spite of some defects, defects are his. Even in power there are some defects. Fire is so pure that anything impure you put into the fire, it becomes pure. Whereas, you know, in our Hindu system, if a one utensil becomes impure sometimes, he put it in the fire and it becomes pure. Is it not? Is it not? In Bengal, this is this. The fire is considered to be pure, therefore any ceremony is done before fire God. So, Krishna says that fire is so pure, it still there are some defects, there is more. So if you want to find out defects, you will find out in fire. But that doesn't matter. Fire is fire. Similarly, you devote it, say, an unflinching devote, without any other desire, who is dedicated to the service of the Lord, he is happy. So we have to take shelter of sadhu. Sadhu Gurbhasa. And sadhu will instruct not by him, but through sastra. This sadhu. Sadhu will never stick to anything which is not in sastra. Sadhu, sastra, and guru. And guru is he. One of my spiritual master who follows sadhu and sastra. Who follows the one of my spiritual master and who follows the instruction of sadhu. Sadhu, sastra, guru, master, finesse, kuriya. Narsandas has said that he has to have by accommodating instruction of sadhu, instruction of sastra, and yadu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that these ignorant people who are being defeated, such persons, they are being entangled in this materialistic way of life, this material world. Krishna Bhulya, he said, Krishna Bhuli Seiji Onadi Bohimu. Anyone who has forgotten Krishna, he is anadi bhutta. He is enamored by the external energy, material world. Just like in the Bombay city, everyone is working hard, very hard. But the ambition is, how I shall be able to contact the skyscraper building. That's why they are working so hard. The ambition is that I must have a skyscraper house, a good apartment, a nice wife, nice children, and nice diamond and dinner. But he does not know how long this thing will continue. 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, then finish. Your cars have a building, your 9-5, your apartment, your dress, everything, that you have spent. You do not know where you are going. That you do not know. Very brief. Ah. Jandangamapi smaran loki padat, at the time of death, everything will be done. What are you going to be next? You have that set another body. So that body will be created in this life. Jandangamapi, and that body is cracked down, will be formed at the time of your death. Just like if you leave this apartment, you'll have to go to another apartment. So you have to select another apartment, good or bad, that will depend on your capacity, how much rent you are able to pay. Then you leave this apartment. Similarly, at the time of death, by the superior arrangement, another apartment will be given to you. Immediately that is settled life, you lift this body and enter the life. Daivanatrena karmana daivanatrena. That will be considered by your boss. If you have worked so nice, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata jiva, pitri janti pitri prata, bhutani janti pitriya, Mamyadino Vijanti Mam. So if they have prepared your life for going to the higher planet, the sixth planet, the moon planet, or the sun planet, or there are so many hundreds of thousands, millions of planets up and similarly down, similarly in the middle. So this is the world, 14 worlds. So, Udhanga Shakti Sattasva, if you have developed Satogon, then you will have to go to the upper planet. Udhanga Shakti Sattasva, Madhete Shakti Rajasya, Jahanna Guna Vistitya Adoga Shakti Tamsa. So you have to see from the Shastra, several times. So this is the position. Satan Mahaprabhu explained. So sometimes we are ready to the Sarva Loka, sometimes we are going to the Narak Loka. In this way it is going. But this is not our good business. Now suppose I am in this good apartment, say for 6 months, and next, if I cannot pay the rent, Jobri? There are Jobri also in Bombay. So not that because one is in Bombay, he is always in the Shastra. He may be in Jobri also. So, everyone wants. So this is going. So Jobri Sarge Kabu Narakha. Sometimes in the heavenly planet, sometimes in the heavenly planet. This is one. But this business is not good. Nathadu manne. Even if you get the body of the heavenly planet, what you get? There is also Jamma Mishpidharabhya. He has to die. I mean, Brahma died. Aram of Kumana Loka. So this is the process going on. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He, Sadhu Sattva Sipayadiri Krishna. Our only business is how to become Krishna conscious. How to become Krishna conscious. That can be done simply by the mercy of Sadhu. That is Sadhu's business is go from door to door and enlighten. Mahat vikalanam dhina, grina, dhina, chetaka. The sadhu's business is that he goes from door to door and tries to invoke Krishna consciousness, dormant Krishna consciousness in everyone. Ah, there is Krishna consciousness. It is in the sleeping state. That's why it is European and American. But unless you are Krishna consciousness, dormant, how it could be invoked? It's not sentiment. It was there. Our business was to just to allow. Sabunadi Sutra Kitte Koro Yoga. Nitta Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Bhagavan. Sabunadi Sutra Kitte Koro Yoga. This is the statement of Krishna Siddha. See, Krishna consciousness is already there. But by hearing and purifying yourself, that consciousness comes. That's why water. Water is very clean. When it drops from the cloud, it is very clean. But as soon as it drops from the ground, it becomes muddy. So that muddiness has to be clean, then water will come out again. Similarly, our consciousness is clean, Krishna consciousness, actually, original. But because it is contaminated with the muddy things of the material nature, it is cloud. So this process, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, it is cleaning, clarifying process of the consciousness. Sila dharmana marjanam bhava mahadavagitipapanam. He takes to this clarifying process. Then it will be just like as clear as mirror and he will be able to see your face and what happens. Then you will understand that I do not belong to this material world. I belong to the spiritual world, aham karmasmi. And when you realize that, then if you can act yourself as Brahma, then you realize. Brahma bhuta prasannatma natodhya pitana. Sama sarveshu bhuti madhava pilavati pra. That is the beginning of the Buddha. The Krishna, Krishna Mahaprabhu, the sadhu sastra kipaya jari Krishna mukha or says in nishtare. Nishtare means he becomes delicate. If somehow or other he becomes Krishna conscious, by the mercy of a sadhu, and by understanding the sastra, if somehow or other he becomes a link to Krishna consciousness, then he is eligible for being delivered from the miserable condition of material life. Maya tare charoy. Then this illusion, maya, leaving our life. We are now. That is what the tradition of Bhagavad Gita. Dehi jita mama gunamani mama maya durataya mamiyoda prabhattarati maya mitantara. The simple thought, the recurrent that the Krishna and Maya immediately needs to leave. Oh, no one. That's all. Yes? Any question? So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientifically authorized and practical. And it's very simple. You all take it. Yeah, it's very awful. Do you have any question? Huh? We shall hold class here in the morning at about 5:30, 6:00.
and we make seven hapatsalas. Any questions? Then have peace, son. Peace.